Kerry Haskell's not messing around this afternoon as we welcome back to downtown his best friend, his soulmate, Wayne Harvey of WABI TV 5, joining us. Hello, Wayne.
I don't know if I want to do this.
I did not pick that music. That's Haskell, man. He's out of control.
We knew that was Kerry, and there was no question.
What happened?
That Robin picked the music, you know?
Look, I can't be held responsible for this. I'm on the other side. I just sit here talking into the microphone. He is at the control of everything.
You're a talking head.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If that.
Yeah. Kerry, we know he's the operations manager there. So
puppet master.
Yeah, Geppetto.
What's going on, Wayne? What are you doing on this gorgeous day?
I'm enjoying every minute of it.
You got a soccer practice later?
We have practice at 5:30. Yeah.
Very nice. Go.
I know there's some people that have canceled because of air quality concerns, but yeah, it's 5:30. We'll be ready to go by then. We'll be cooled off enough.
Oh, God, yeah. If you don't practice in weather like this, why bother?
We played in pouring rain Sunday, if it didn't snow a part of that game, I have no idea why it didn't.
I think I saw that. I was actually out. Were you over on the UMaine Augusta field?
No. Well, some of the other River City teams were. We were actually at Hampden Academy today, playing on the turf.
Because I was walking the dog during that rain, and I said, they're playing soccer? Them people's crazy.
Yeah, it was wet. But the kids had a blast in it. You know, the only people that get upset when you play in rain or cold are the parents. it's never the kids. The kids love it, and that's the games they talk about as they go through and get older. Remember that time you played in the rain, and it was pouring, it was raining sideways, it was so cold? That's the stuff they'll talk about.
Well, remember when you were a kid? You love that stuff.
Oh, yeah. I remember there was in high school, we played a game. It was just a scrimmage before the playoffs, and it was pouring, and we all went sliding through the mud puddles after. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
We were covered. I think our parents probably hated us because we were literally covered in mud, but whatever.
Yeah, in my college days, that's when we had a regular pickup football game, and those were the games we lived for, was the rainy ones.
Yeah. But the only people that don't like it are the parents that have to sit there and watch. That's not fun for parents.
Well, no.
The kids are running around and playing. They don't care.
Absolutely. Well, Wayne, let's talk a little horse racing. The Preakness coming up this weekend at Pimlico. Always dreaming the favorite at 4-5 odds. Are we going to see a repeat winner here in the second leg of the Triple Crown?
Good question. This is really, it's a terrible field. Normally, you get a couple of horses that come in that, you know, looked really good in some of the prep races, and then for one reason or another, they didn't make the field because of earnings or because of health or, you know, whatever. They're a Maryland local horse, and they want to run healthy in the Preakness, that they skip the Derby. This year, really, Conquest Mo Money and Cloud Computing were the only two that really were any good that are new. I guess Multiplier's okay, but those are the only two that are really any decent, you know, new stock coming in. So, and there's only five that came back from the Derby. So really, is there more than four or five horses to play in this race?
Classic Empire? What about Classic Empire?
All right, so full disclosure, Classic Empire was my pick on every one of my tickets in the Derby.
Ooh.
I was going into it with the impression that he had a terrible, terrible trip in the Arkansas Derby. He had to move in and out. He was bumped, and he was blocked, and he had to check up, and he had to move, and then he had to do everything to get out. And I thought, there's no way he'll get a worse trip in Kentucky, even with 20 horses on the track, than he did in Arkansas. Yeah, he got a way worse trip in Kentucky. He came out with cuts underneath his eye. He was slammed into just after the start. And even he had that space in the 14 post, he still got hit coming out of the gate, and then he got bumped a couple times. And then as he's starting to make his move, he still gets free at the head of the stretch, and someone, I don't remember who it was, came out into him and hit him on his right side after he gets hit on the left side to start the race. And so, I mean, he just had the worst possible trip and still finished fourth and closed pretty well. He's got to get a better trip in the field of 10, right, than he did in 20. So I would say Classic Empire has a shot in this one, too.
Now, I'm reading a little bit.
As long as he's healthy, because he did get beat up in the Derby. He may not be healthy at all, and they may just be putting him in out of pride and in hope that he'll get a better trip. But I don't think he was he didn't come out of the race healthy.
Reading about some of the contenders, and I've seen people at absolute opposite ends of the spectrum when it comes to their thoughts on looking at Lee.
And I'm probably right in the middle. He looked okay in Kentucky, but he got a really good trip. And will he do it again? He went off at 32-1. Will you see him get that same opportunity? I don't know. I don't know how to figure out looking at Lee. I really don't. That's the one that is so confusing. Do you put him in? And Hence is the other one that I thought Hence would be great on an off track in Kentucky, and just didn't do much. Didn't really finish well. Just didn't seem to like it. So I don't know what happens with looking at Lee. Has had a bunch of starts, has raced well at times, has raced terribly at times. So could win the race or could finish dead last. Who knows?
Cloud Computing is at 12-1 last I saw. Is that the longest shot that you think has a chance to win this thing?
He's 12-1 in Conquest Mo Money is, 15-1, right?
That's right.
Conquest Mo Money has a shot, too. Those are the two new ones coming in that really have an opportunity to kind of make some noise. Cloud Computing, the fact that he didn't race as a two-year-old is a little scary, and this is just his fourth start lifetime. Yeah, he's been in the money in all three, but I just can't see the reason to really believe in Cloud Computing until you see it against a quality field, than better than what he's raced. I mean, grade three stakes isn't really going to be the same as what he's going to see in the Preakness.
Is that Riggins in the background?
Yeah, but apparently there's a dog walking by, and he decided, I would like to meet that dog. That friend.
I love it. Hey, when is racing back at the Bangor Raceway? We're looking at next week?
We are back on Monday at 4 p.m. We raced yesterday. We are not racing this weekend because the logging show's in town, and they take over Bass Park for the whole weekend. And so we miss out on Friday night racing or any, Preakness cross racing. So our next one is Monday at 4. So Monday, Wednesday, both at 4 next week, and then Friday night at 5.
Fantastic. I wanted to talk with you about Derek Jeter and the ceremony over the weekend. And I've never understood the Red Sox fans who didn't like Derek Jeter. I thought it was a great ceremony. And I think, man, if you don't like Derek Jeter, you don't like baseball.
Right. The ceremony is a little bit of a sore subject for me, because one of my roommates from college was there.
Oh.
Yeah, and he sent me photos, and he sent me stuff from the game all day. And it's like, thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. Glad you get to go enjoy it.
Torture me. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks a lot, man. We only talk randomly still, and this is the text you're going to send me? Thanks. I really appreciate that. No, but it was a great speech. I mean, it was pretty typical Derek Jeter, wasn't it? He just kind of thanked his family. He thanked the coaching staff. He thanked the players. And then he thanked the fans. He didn't really say much. He didn't. He was really stereotypical Derek Jeter. You didn't get much out of him. Almost a hint of emotion when he started talking about, how great it was to play for the fans, and the fact that he wouldn't trade places with any other player, current or past. He almost saw a little bit of emotion in there, but then he brought it back in and was pretty stoic Derek Jeter.
Is he your favorite Yankee?
Oh, yeah. Oh, of course. Followed closely by Ricky Henderson.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
I'm trying to think of Yankees that I could tolerate through the years. And
Thurman Munson's high on that one.
I hated Thurman
Munson.
Well, yeah, because of the rivalry with Fisk. I mean, I respected him as a player, but I didn't like those 70s teams. They were. That's when the rivalry really.
Thurman was like the Yankee that I. Of course, I was a Yankees fan, so that probably helped.
See, the one redeeming quality of Kerry Hatton right there.
But I always liked Jeter. Always respected Jeter, and those 90s teams and the early 2000s teams. They were good teams of good guys. You had to really struggle to get up a good hate for them as a Red Sox fan.
Well, that 98 team. I mean, it's just. If you look back at the numbers, they won 111 games, or 114 games in the 114 games in the regular season, and it ended with 125 wins and a World Series title.
That's not bad.
Winning 114 games is ridiculous. That's just unheard. And then 125 to win the World Series is just. And Mariano Rivera might be a close number two. My favorite Yankees of all time.
Yeah, he'd be high on my list of Yankees that I both liked and respected. So, yeah, good stuff there. And pretty good Yankees team this season. I'm not surprised by this. I said all through spring training, I think this Yankees team is going to catch some people napping if they don't think they'll be a contender. And maybe the pitching's not what it needs to be, but in the American League East, I don't see any team that doesn't have a weakness.
Right, no, I don't know if... Well, Houston's really good in the American. I was going to say anywhere in the American League that doesn't have a weakness. There's no 98 Yankee teams out there. This is a year where you're going to be able to grind it out, make some mistakes. You can lose 4 out of 5 in a week, and I don't think you're going to drop that much in the standings because everyone else is going to do the same thing. But I really like the current makeup of the roster. They went young. They, you know, opted to go with Gary Sanchez and Aaron Judge, and they've got some young guys coming up with Frazier and Gleyber Torres and, you know, all these different guys that are coming up through. And this could be reminiscent of Jeter, Posada, Pettit, some of the young guys that came up in the 90s.
So we're talking with Wayne Harvey, by the way, of WABI TV, Channel 5. I saw a picture you posted on social media not too long ago doing your workout, and you would you achieved some impressive personal goals there. So we need to know, is Wayne Harvey a weight dropper?
No.
So you're not one of those guys that when you get that weight up and you just let it go and it hits the floor and because you want everybody in the gym to look.
No, I don't do that. No, that's, and I don't leave my weights on the bar and walk away either. Those are some annoying habits of people.
Yeah, yeah, those are pet peeves. Now, what about noise? Are you a grunter, a groaner?
No, I more of a heavy breath.
Well, that's okay.
Try to blow it out, like if on a bench press or on a squat. Or
sure,
like
that helps.
Yeah, I don't grunt. No, not really. The other thing that annoys me is when people, like, just the weight that's way too heavy for them, and they're swinging their back, trying to, you know, curl weight, and... it's like you're getting really nothing out of that, and you're going to hurt yourself. So
yeah, that. Although the worst, the two worst are the people who don't wipe down things that they sit on and leave that sort of glaze on there, or the people who apparently didn't pick up somewhere in middle school that deodorant is a useful thing to add to your day.
Sometimes it's fine to use. Other people apparently believe that it's optional.
Yeah, I love those people when they're in the gym.
I'm glad that you haven't carried the grunting habit into the gym, because it used to get really annoying around the office.
Well, because I had to carry you around, Gary.
Oh, hello.
A lot of work for
looking you. Wow, it was well played, Mr. Harvey, well played. What's happening at Channel 5?
We're grinding through, man. It's May. It's fun. This is when you get some ratings, like, you know, John Krinjak showing some different things to do. You know, the day trips that you can, if you can't get away for a week, where can you go in Maine to do some fun things? You know, those are always, I think we do those every May, you know, kind of like summer prep pieces. And some of them, you kind of forget, like, really what fun things are around the state of Maine that you can go do.
Now, you're an early riser. We've talked with you about your schedule before. Is it easier for you when the weather's warmer and good?
It's more pleasant to walk out of the house as the, you know, when it's 55 or 65 at 3 in the morning, as opposed to walking out when it's 12 below and the wind's howling. Those are the days you go, yeah, I'm going back to bed. I don't want to do this. This is not fun. You know, it's dark. It's cold. It's windy. It's miserable. It's icy. Yeah, no, those are, yeah. So, yes, I would prefer the warm weather wake-ups. I prefer warm weather anyway.
And what has Todd Simcox done to annoy you this week?
Todd's been pretty quiet this week. I don't know why he's been so quiet. Maybe it's because, you know, he's watching the NHL playoffs and the Bruins are nowhere to be found.
Mm.
He takes the Bruins losses very hard. He hasn't, other than silence, and, you know, that's golden at times, right?
Yeah, it's. I've been told that a lot, absolutely. Yeah. Wayne Harvey, WABI TV 5. And so before we let you go, you know, I got my $2. I don't need to make a lot, but I'd like to make 10 or 20 cents. Do I plunk it down on Always Dreaming?
You might as well. It's a shorter course, shorter race, less traffic that he's going to have to deal with. If he can get the trip, and if you notice that when he came out of Louisville, there was no dirt on him. I mean, he had a really good trip around. He should be able to get there and have a good start. The one if depending on what the numbers are from Multiplier, if he can stay in along the rail and take that short trip around, Multiplier may be one that, you know, causes an issue and should be one that you maybe add into an exacta. He probably won't win it, but if he's in second or third, maybe that's where someone to get a little value out of.
There you go. Get the scoop from Wayne Harvey here on Downtown. Wayne, thanks for joining us. Have a good practice tonight. We'll see you soon.
I can't wait.
It's Wayne Harvey as we wrap up hour one. Kerry, you did a nice job. You got through that without grimacing much.
Bit my tongue, but, you know, I survived.
You guys love each other.
I have a newfound appreciation for Todd Simcox.
Oh, man. Hour one in the books.